Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to be doing an interview that I was supposed to do last Monday. However, due to what I believe was the flu, I had to cancel, and tonight I'm going to make up for that, and I'm going to be interviewing Amy Euler, who is a frequent podcast guest around the wrestling podcast scene, and she's a Twitter mutual of mine who I believe has some amazing insights into professional wrestling from New Japan to WWE and pretty much everything in between, especially New Japan, which I unfortunately do not get to follow as closely as I would like to or used to, due to some financial reasons. But, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, because I'm really starting to oversell, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Euler. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on tonight. This is a pleasure. How are you doing?
Oh, so much better than I was last week.
Great. That's wonderful to hear. Glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. So how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I just am still riding on the high that was watching WWE Evolution last night. That was an absolute unexpected delight on all fronts. And now I'm getting ready for the next fun show, which will be New Japan's Power Struggle on November 3rd.
Now, I don't know about you, but I personally thought Io Shirai and Toni Storm absolutely stole the show last night.
I loved that match so much. I just got into Io Shirai within the last few months and had been watching her matches in Stardom Japan. And I actually saw a match with her where she was fighting Shayna Baszler. And it was a really great match, and so I was really excited to see her on WWE Evolution. It was actually one of the matches I was most looking forward to. And that match was incredible. It was like watching a New Japan match on a WWE stage, but with women moonsaulting off the top rope, like Kota Ibushi. I mean, it was incredible to see the power and the athleticism and the dominance of that match. Both of those women were absolute rock stars at the top of their game, and it also added a really nice variety into the WWE Evolution pay-per-view, where you had nostalgia from the outset, you had a lot of fun, you had a good battle royale. It was a lot of fun, and then you just had this match that blew everything out of the water, and it was a great start to the rest of the show. It was amazing.
I absolutely couldn't agree more. That was match of the night. That couldn't have been touched. Although I will say that Charlotte versus Becky did a really good job.
Yes. So the Io Shirai Toni Storm match was the match of the night for me. Then Kairi Sane Shayna Baszler match was the match of the night for me. Then came Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. And that was the most jaw-dropping, surprising, powerful, dominant, intense, hardcore thing I have ever seen in a women's match. It was, the crowd started chanting ECW as soon as they brought out all of the chairs. It was very reminiscent of that, but in a way that I don't know if we've ever seen before on a women's stage. I know I certainly have never seen it before. And it was a match that showed that they could deliver and take everything that the men could do on a stage with equal ferocity and equal talent, and just have this incredible match where by the end of it, it didn't matter whether you were rooting for Charlotte or rooting for Becky. Those women gave it, and you were proud of both of them for what they just did.
Absolutely. It was, like you said, I don't think we've seen, especially women, do anything that even comes close to what those two did last night.
No,
as far as
I mean,
the
if you look at
goes.
Charlotte's back from the very beginning of the match from the kendo stick, that was just, I mean, Charlotte took a lot in that match, and Becky did too, but Charlotte took a lot from the outset. I mean, it was just an incredible match all around, and it was so great, and just, I mean, I was euphoric seeing Becky hold that title up and proudly walk out off the ramp with everyone screaming her name. That was just the most brilliant thing I've seen this year, and probably the most incredible women's match I've ever seen, honestly. I think this match will go down in history for sure. Not because it was
a
pay-per-view, but because of that match.
I absolutely agree. That match will go down in history. Now, tonight they announced that at Survivor Series, and I'm looking forward to this, it will be champion versus champion, Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's fantastic. I know that Nia Jax won the Battle Royale, so I would have fully expected the next big thing for them to push would be Ronda against Nia, but it was a really great surprise to see this match be the one that's announced and to get that kind of coverage. I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. You have two women with a lot of energy, a lot of athleticism, a lot of flexibility and quick thinking in the ring with their maneuvering. And I think we're going to have a very high intensity, high energy fight. I have predictions on who I think is probably going to win that match already, but it's pretty quick to start thinking about that immediately from the outset. So I think I'm going to focus less on who I think is going to win and more on enjoying the moment for what it is and enjoying the match for the ride it's going to be.
Absolutely. And I think it's great that both women use arm submissions as their finishers.
Yeah,
I think
that's going to be interesting.
That is a genius booking decision to put those two in a match and see whose submission is better.
I think
again,
the crowd is.
I have a prediction too, but but it's a little early for that, so.
Yeah.
I'll wait until we're about a week away, and then I'll say who I think is going to win. It depends on the build, really.
Yeah.
How they decide to build that matchup.
For sure. I think it's going to be interesting because the crowd loves Becky Lynch. So I'll speak for myself. I love Becky Lynch, but I also love Ronda Rousey. So having this energy and excitement to see both of these women battle it out, I think the crowd is going to be great. I think the response is going to be great. And the nice thing about Evolution is that there were concerns with how lackluster the promotion and the buildup to Evolution was, that it was almost like Evolution was an afterthought or just a token thing because of Crown Jewel. And the women showed that it didn't matter what was built up for them, that they were going to create this masterpiece themselves. and just deliver one hell of an event. So I fully expect that that'll be the same thing for Survivor Series with Becky and Ronda.
Oh, I totally agree. And there's already talk of making Evolution an annual event, what the women did last night. And I honestly, before last night, I don't think the WWE really even gave it any thought to doing it again. But
yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I think that they're definitely looking at another one because it was so successful and got such great positive feedback that it would absolutely make sense for them to do another one.
Absolutely. And I hate the fact that, and this was one of the things I noticed right off the bat, was they made it look like a live event. The barricades were different. The lighting was horrible, I thought. It looked like a televised live event to me. I didn't think they put much production thought into the production of it.
You know, I agree, especially with the lighting, because that becomes important with, you know, makeup and things like that. Not to cast a superficial shadow on that at all, but it is an important factor. As for the rest of it, though, whether they did that intentionally or not, I think added to the spectacle of the event itself, because it was so bare bones, so to speak, it really ended up having a platform for the women to really shine. So the focus was on the ring, and the barricades had, to me, that sort of NXT New Japan feel where it's just a little extra dangerous because it's not so perfectly composed and sanitized and buffered everywhere. So because it was a little messier, it felt a little grittier. And I think, to me, that added to the excitement of it, that you could just see
I never really thought of that. I never really thought of it from that perspective, but you're right. That makes a whole lot of sense. Now, speaking of New Japan, because like I said, I haven't been following New Japan. What is going on in New Japan?
Oh, my goodness. There is so much happening in New Japan right now. So New Japan is gearing up to its biggest show of the year called Wrestle Kingdom, and that happens in January. This was the event.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Jericho
it happens on my birthday.
Well, there you go. What a great birthday present. So for people who are unaware, that's the event that happened this year where Chris Jericho went and fought Kenny Omega, and that is probably where a lot of new fans like myself first learned about New Japan, was at Wrestle Kingdom. So Wrestle Kingdom is a huge event, and I believe at this event we're going to have the IWGP Heavyweight Championship match between Hiroshi Tanahashi, who is the ace of New Japan. He is sort of the Hulk Hogan of New Japan. And Kenny Omega, who is this year's champion, who bested Kazuchika Okada after his two-year title run. Kenny Omega is a very exciting, flexible, quick-thinking, creative wrestler, focusing heavily on storytelling and intrigue. Hiroshi Tanahashi is a wrestler who is very focused on the drama of wrestling in the ring itself, the moves, the story of the hero overcoming the evil power of the heel in the ring, overcoming struggle and becoming triumphant towards the end. We have two different wrestling styles, two different ideologies, and two very heated arguments between these two wrestlers coming to fruition at Wrestle Kingdom. So that is the story that we're building up towards right now. The next big event before Wrestle Kingdom, I believe is the last one as well, is Power Struggle, which is on November 3rd, where we will see Chris Jericho returning to Japan to defend his Intercontinental belt against Evil, who is the purple-haired evil monstrosity of New Japan. He's really cool. And we'll have fights, I believe Tanahashi will be fighting Kenny Omega in a tag team match to sort of build up that drama to Wrestle Kingdom. We'll have Okada against his former friend and now rival Jay White, who betrayed him mercilessly recently. So there's a lot of exciting stories, a lot of exciting wrestling, just a lot of exciting New Japan stuff coming up.
Now, I heard about Jay White betraying and joining Bullet Club.
Yes.
That shocked the crap out of me when I heard that.
That was devious and evil. So Gato was Okada's manager. He's the booker for New Japan Pro Wrestling. He was Okada's manager and best friend for years. During his entire title run, Gato was by his side, at ringside, yelling and slamming at the ring, "Come on, Rainmaker, let's go!" And he was his hype man and support. So after Okada lost his title to Kenny Omega, Okada sort of lost himself and his identity. And that left room for other people to sort of take the reins and the control of chaos and the control of leading up to who could potentially be the next champion. Gato betrays Okada heinous fashion by striking him with a chair to his back and then aligns himself with Jay White, who was his former friend and colleague within Chaos. They split, they join the Bullet Club, and now the Bullet Club seems to have gone back to their days of old, where as Prince Devitt, who's Finn Balor, led the Bullet Club in sort of devious, heelish, maneuvering antics of stealing matches from people and just causing chaos everywhere. So it's a good fit, but very shocking, very upsetting. And we're not quite sure how Okada is going to recover from that as we led up to Wrestle Kingdom. There is a new development in this, which is that Okada and Tanahashi, who used to be arch rivals, just shook hands and formed an alliance of friendship, which may be the way that Okada finds himself and redemption and revenge against Jay White, but we'll see.
Now that's a duo I never thought I would hear coming together.
Right?
Because yeah, they've had such a heated rival, such a heated rivalry, and yeah, the last New Japan match I saw was Okada versus Omega when Omega won the title.
Oh, that was an amazing match.
Absolutely. I had to, for financial reasons, I had to get rid of my New Japan World. And so I've unfortunately not been able to keep up.
Oh, that was an incredible match, for sure.
With all the goings on. I try to catch New Japan on Access TV, but there's a bit of a conflict with Major League Wrestling also being on at the same time.
Yep. Well, that is a tough one. But at the same time, that's also what things like Twitter are for, where you can get caught up with all the goings on, and you can find out all the shocking moments, like Gato's betrayal, or when people are screaming from their couches when Hiroshi Tanahashi shakes Okada's hand. And, you know, all of these shocking moments, you can catch up on Twitter. New Japan Global has also started with their Western expansion, creating more YouTube videos, creating more content to sort of summarize what's been going on, what the hot topics are, what the leading stories are, and get people kind of caught up on their YouTube channel.
You know, I'll have to check them out. And actually, now that I think about it, I need to do a YouTube video myself later this evening. So,
yeah,
I'm glad you mentioned that.
That would be great. You should definitely do it.
I've got a busy weekend this past weekend that I need to talk about on my YouTube channel. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I probably would have forgotten.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
So what other events are you looking forward to besides, or what other matches are you looking forward to besides that New Japan match coming up?
Well,
on the third?
Right now, I think it's going to be just catching up on SmackDown, perhaps, seeing what's going on there. After that, it's really, for me, it's kind of just waiting for Wrestle Kingdom. I mean, I'll watch SmackDown and watch Survivor Series, especially after they just announced Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey. That's going to be incredible to see. But for sure, it's kind of like when new WWE fans are in the lead-up to WrestleMania. That's how I feel with New Japan right now. I'm just waiting and bouncing and wishing that it were happening right now, because these storylines are so compelling and the wrestling is so good that I want to happen now. So I'm kind of just watching some SmackDown and watch Survivor Series and watch Power Struggle, and then explode with joy and euphoria on January 4th when we have Wrestle Kingdom and we get a whole new year of epic storyline set up.
I may temporarily renew my New Japan subscription just to catch Wrestle Kingdom, because, like I said, that's my birthday, and I do like to be able to watch wrestling on my birthday.
Yeah, besides, you should treat yourself.
Although, getting up at 4:00 in the morning, which is usually about when I go to bed, I don't know how appealing that part of it is.
You might just want to wait until the next day, and then you'll be ready to enjoy it however you see fit.
I think that might be a plan. So is there anything else that the listeners of Matt Chat may want to know about you or your wrestling following, your Twitter, YouTube, anything?
Well, for all things wrestling, mostly all things New Japan Pro Wrestling, but also WWE and occasionally Impact and ROH, you can find me on Twitter at PhoenixNJPW, Phoenix like the city. If any of you guys out there have kids and like to do science projects, I'm also an author of kids' science books. I have a book out right now called Pop, Sizzle, Boom, which has 10 years of incredible science experiments for kids. It's also an award-winning book. It won the Parents' Choice Award this year. And I have a YouTube, or I'd rather have a science blog at The Scientific Mom. And we'll be starting a wrestling blog pretty soon to talk about all things New Japan, because really, right now, New Japan Pro Wrestling is pretty much my favorite thing in the world. Daytime, it's all science. Nighttime, it's all wrestling. Life is pretty good.
It definitely sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are just, you're full of energy, and I like that. Sometimes
well,
my guests come on here and they are just boring and monotone, and they get their information out and that's it. But you are an absolute delight to have on here. Definitely sometime probably around probably around either right before or right after Wrestle Kingdom. I would love to have you on again.
Oh, I would love to be back, especially to talk about Wrestle Kingdom. That's going to be wonderful. And thank you so much. It's very fun to be very energetic and appreciate and delight in the things that you love. And when you love wrestling, it's a lot of fun to be involved in it. And the community of fans and podcasters such as yourself and just everyone who loves wrestling seems to really enjoy it. And I think it's a great thing when you have a large community of people who just really unabashedly enjoy something that they love and share it with each other. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And so before I let you go, is there anything you want to ask me? I sometimes like to let my guests turn it around and ask me anything they can think of.
Sure. Okay. So give me one, let's say it's three of your favorite matches that have happened this year. 2018 has been an incredible year of wrestling. So let's hear what your top three moments, not just matches, but moments of 2018 have been so far.
Oh, wow. You're actually going to make me think.
Yes.
Well, let's see. My favorite match, I actually have to say, Omega versus Okada, when Omega won the title, was definitely three for sure. Because I was rooting for Omega the whole time. Dang it, now I can't remember if that was this year. I think it was when Seth Rollins wrestled in a gauntlet match for just over an hour and absolutely stole the show on Raw. And you know what? Last night, the entire thing, that was one gigantic moment in history that I think will stand as a historic moment, not just for women's wrestling, but for wrestling in general.
Yes.
And I was glad
absolutely.
I got to see it.
For sure. Those are all really great moments. This has been such an incredible year in wrestling, just an explosion of excitement all around the world, for sure.
And actually, I have to add one more because we're about to get cut off in a minute. All In was
yes.
just absolutely amazing.
Yes, yes, for sure. Well,
so,
thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you for being on. I'm looking forward to doing it again. And I will talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I will be back from Wrestle Kingdom, and this was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on your
Thank
show.
Thank you.
And it was great to hear your
Thank
highlights,
you.
Too. You take care.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amy Euler, and like she said, you can catch her on Twitter at PhoenixNJPW. I'm about out of time. Wednesday night, Miss Callie and I will be reviewing NWF Spooktacular. So, for Amy Euler and myself, have a good night, everybody.